Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Real Science Radio. I'm Bob Enyart.
And I'm Fred Williams, creation speaker and software engineer. So, Bob, today I want to interview you on the 360-day year calendar.
I get to be interviewed?
You do.
I like
this
that.
This is a fascinating topic. When I first came across this, I'm like, wow, I never really thought about this. Is, you know, what's the deal between 360 days and the 365-day calendar, which is kind of strange that you have a calendar that's not precise. You know, it's not 360 is a really cool, divisible number.
Yeah.
So the primary question is, Bob, did ancient civilizations use a 360-day calendar?
So did they use one?
Yeah.
To start with.
And if so, then why? Why did they use one? So we're going to talk about a lot of data. You've done a ton of research, you know, from the Mayans to the Egyptians, the Aztecs, the Indians, Babylonians, the Romans. There's a lot of data out there.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, the Sumerians, the ancient Greeks, the Chinese.
Yeah, that's right. The Chinese. Yeah.
And this is such an interesting topic that historians, scholars, even scientists, along with a few popular authors, have claimed that ancient civilizations used the 360-day annual calendar, but that just doesn't make sense, people think, because we know the year is 365 and a quarter days.
Yeah, if I buy a calendar, it's going to have 365 days on it.
Yeah, if you use a calendar of 360 days, everything is going to be messed up. And believe me, in the ancient world, there were all kinds of trouble over the calendar. And so what we decided to do was to create a single web page that seeks to catalog all known ancient sources, all the primary sources, on just one page on the topic. And what's interesting is that the evolutionary worldview would have us believe that the most ancient of known civilizations were only recently removed from the grunting cavemen.
They were dummies, right?
Yeah, fire. And drag this woman along by her hair. You know, Hollywood, they still do that.
Yeah.
But in reality, the evidence shows from around the world, and we've done a program on this, The Genius of Ancient Man, that as you look into the ancient cultures, they were sophisticated.
They are sophisticated. And over time, aren't we pretty much, we're getting dumber every generation.
Yeah, genetic entropy.
You know, people don't want to,
right.
But we are, and the studies continue to show that.
Yes.
We've talked about that on the radio program.
An article, Trends in Genetics, shows that recent paper. But if you look at the ancient world, their architecture, metallurgy, math, astronomy, I mean, they were sharp.
They were sharp.
As we'll see.
Yeah, and so I'd like to start with the Mayan culture, and they had a really interesting calendar.
Yeah, complex, like the Aztecs, too. Very sophisticated, but they had something called the Bachtun. Have you heard of a Bachtun, Fred?
So the Bachtun. Wasn't there supposed to be 13 Bachtuns?
Oh,
and then the end of the world was going to come?
That's right. Yeah, that's right. They made a movie
about it. People latched on that, and the media reported on it.
It was,
you know, it's like if you go to Barnes & Noble and you buy a calendar and the calendar ends, is that the end of the world?
Right. Yeah, because that's what happened, actually. The Mayans didn't say after 13 Bachtuns, it would be the end of the world.
So that wasn't a prophecy.
They just had Bachtuns and they ran out of space.
You know,
on their rock, they were engraving.
The 13th Bachtun wasn't kaboom.
That was the end of the book. And so then superstitious people turned it into
the
end of the world.
That's right. Which was supposed to be 2012. And I think we're past 2012, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. The Bachtun.
We are greater than 2012 right now.
It was supposed to be a kaboom.
Yeah, a kaboom.
but the Mayans called it a Bachtun. And a Bachtun equals 144,000 days. Now, that number comes right out of the Bible, too.
Yes.
But 144,000 days of exactly 400 years of 360-day years.
Wow.
So
it works out perfectly to that.
The Bachtun.
360-day years.
Right. And the Mayans and the Aztecs, they looked long range. I mean, they looked at patterns from astronomy and the ecliptic and the orbit of Venus, and they would want their calendars to all be coordinated and come into sync after some number of centuries or thousands of years.
Mm-hmm.
And so if it's a rounding thing, that's what people often say. When astronomer Danny Faulkner wrote in the CRSQ, the Creation Research Society Quarterly, that there never was a 360-day year. And then he and I had a bit of a spat over that. You remember that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so,
real interesting.
You're the webmaster for CRS,
yes,
Creation Research Society. thank you for your years of service.
Oh, no problem.
For that great organization.
But yeah, he wrote an article in the journal, and yes, you had quite a reputation of it that you can read on the Real Science Radio website.
Yes, he had a paper. They published my rebuttal.
Yes.
We had him on the radio show. But if you go to RSR.org, Real Science Radio, RSR.org/360, you could read Danny's paper, read my rebuttal, mm-hmm, the whole thing.
So the point is, though, that he uses the reasoning that they were just rounding off.
Yeah.
This is quite a rounding error, isn't it?
A lot of people would say, well, it was just a rounding thing. Well, the Mesoamerican people, I mean, they were brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
And they were mathematicians, and they were astronomers. And so if it's a 400-year period you're looking at, it's not 144,000 days. It's 146,000 days.
Yeah.
So 2,000 is just too much for rounding.
That is way too much.
So the way they got at a Bakhtun is that they had a tun, T-U-N. Bakhtun is B-A-K-T-U-N. A tun was a year of 360 days. 20 tun equaled a katun. And 20 katun equaled the Bakhtun.
Yeah, all perfectly divisible by 20.
Yes, and turns out the year is then
360 days.
60 days. So, and again, the question is, did ancient civilizations use a 360-day calendar? And if so, why? So we'll get to the why in a little bit. But the earliest excavated Mayan settlements, they date back to about 1800 BC. That's a long time ago. NASA, and this page is very well documented. It's sourced. And so we have links to NASA reports that back in 650 BC, so that's a long time ago, mm-hmm, Mayan astronomers made detailed observations of Venus, leading to a highly accurate calendar. So
that's NASA saying it's a highly accurate calendar.
Right. In 650 BC, based on detailed observations of the orbit of Venus, mm-hmm, around the sun. This is sophisticated. They said that the Mayans, this is NASA, the Mayans had varying interrelated calendars.
Yeah, wow. So how do they
long time ago.
Yeah, how do they identify actual dates in history?
Well, that is one of the most interesting things about the Mayan calendar. When they wanted to identify an actual date, they used what is called the long count calendar of 360 days. Because they knew the year wasn't 360 days.
Yeah, that's a good question. They know it's not 360 because they're smart people. They know it's
365 in a little bit.
Yeah.
But if they're going to identify a specific date in their history of the Mayan culture, they use what we call the long count calendar of 360 days, and it's based on their number system. Now, we have a decimal number system.
Yeah, base 10 system.
The Mayans did not.
They had a base 20 number system, which is interesting. You know, in computer science, which is what I'm involved in, we've got a base 16 system.
Yeah.
It could have been a base 20, could have been a base 10, but it's kind of weird
binary.
How it all came about. It had to do with the Japanese company and IBM, or Intel, excuse me.
Yeah.
You know, eventually it came up because it was based on 8 bits.
Bits and bytes and 8 bits and then long bytes.
Could have been
32
different.
And yep. 64. So at any rate, they had a base 20 system. And not to do too much of a math class, but a base 10 system, every time you go up to the next significant digit, you times it by 10.
Yeah.
So you start all the systems with 1, and then times 10 in the base 10 system, decimal, is 10, 100, 1,000, 10,000, mm-hmm, 100,000, real simple. So base 20 is like that, only it starts with 1, then it goes to 20, then 400, then 8,000, and so on. You just keep going up, add a zero times 2.
Yes.
So, Fred, what happens when they want to identify a date is a startling departure from their number system. What they do is they do this. First, you have 1. Then you have 20. Then instead of having 400, they have 360.
Interesting.
That's unbelievable. Could you imagine modifying your number system midstream to say 120, 408,000? No, 120, 360, and then they go to 7,200.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like they switch.
So for their long count calendar, they've switched their numbering system.
Because they want to pay homage to a 360-day year because of how important it is to their culture and their religious beliefs and their astronomy and their mathematics. It's all centered on this 360-day calendar, which is completely unworkable.
That's right. Now, this is kind of a teaser for later in the show, but we believe the calendar was 360 days before the flood, and then something happened after the flood. So Noah and his descendants over time, they were figuring out that there are celebrations, festivals aren't working.
It's not working.
Over time, you're going to figure that out because you're gaining 5 days every year.
Your winter festivals end up being celebrated in the fall. And then pretty soon in the summer.
Yeah.
Not pretty soon, but eventually. Yeah. And they realize the whole year. And when they make contracts, business contracts, or they lease land to farmers, things are not working out right. Things are off.
Yeah. And these are really smart people, and they started figuring this out. I know you refer to this as it led to calendar wars.
Well, virtually, right? It was such turmoil in the ancient world. Mm-hmm. So as we go on from culture to culture, we'll see the turmoil, and we'll see the commitment to a 360-day calendar, even though they all knew it didn't work.
Yep.
So all over the world, this was happening.
So let's talk about the Egyptian calendar.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Well, there's a dictionary of Greek and Roman antiquities. And Fred, I know you asked about the Egyptian calendar, but they have an article in there on the Roman 360-day year. And this is what their article states. The setting aside of the last 5 days of the calendar year, agrees with the practice which Herodotus,
famous historian,
from like 440 BC, which Herodotus ascribes to the Egyptians of considering the 5 days over the 360 as scarcely belonging to the year and not placing them in any month.
Okay. So every month remained 30 days, right?
30 days that all the ancient calendars virtually.
And then they just happen to add 5 days and kind of the ether of the calendar.
Yes. The vast majority were based on the lunar month of 30 days. And then these extra 5 days, Herodotus points out, they wanted to pretend that they didn't even belong to the year. They were offended by those 5 days. What are they doing there?
So, well, I've been offended by the 5 days because, you know, our software got burned by, this 365-day calendar. We called it the Valentine's Day Massacre bug because in February, you got that leap year.
Yeah.
Well, you have to do the leap year because of this whole business
and
of
so
how the calendar changed.
So there's a complex formula.
There is.
So just so your computer shows the right day of the week and date and all. So here's what Herodotus himself wrote. With regard to human affairs, all the priests agreed that the Egyptians were the first to discover the year and to divide it into 12 parts. Now, they were wrong, but that's what they believed at the time. Because obviously Noah and his children, his descendants, they all knew there was the year and there were 12 months in the year and it was 360-day year, but getting messed up.
Yep.
Okay, so they obtained this knowledge by studying the stars. The Egyptian calendar seems to me to be much more sensible than that of the Greeks. For the Greeks, to make the seasons work out properly, intercalate, and that's the verb used when you add 5 days or you add a day to each month or whatever you do. They would add a month every few years, that kind of thing. But for the Greeks, to make the seasons work out properly, intercalate a whole month every year, where the Egyptians, basing the calendar on 12 30-day months, intercalate 5 additional days every year, whereby the cycle of the seasons returns with uniformity.
Hmm.
So that's cool.
Yeah, right? That is. That's interesting. That's from Herodotus again.
Yes.
Speaking of Herodotus, that guy's really old. I mean, that's an ancient guy. Yeah. There's a book right here sitting on our on our desk.
Yeah.
And this is, wow. I mean, I think Doug was in earlier, and he said we need to take duct tape to this thing. That's a solution for all guys.
Yeah, right.
Duct tape that book because it's really old and it's falling apart.
It's a gorgeous book. I received this as a gift from one of our Real Science Radio listeners, Fred. Every once in a while, we put research material on our Amazon wish list at Amazon.com. And this book was published in London in 1752.
1752. That's like 272 years ago. That's older than our Constitution, our country.
It's older than the United States of America. Yeah. It's even older than the Articles of Confederation, the Perpetual Union.
What's the title of this book?
Chronological Antiquities. And so already even though this is a recent gift, we're including information out of this text on this webpage, which, by the way, is 360dayyear.com. The numbers, 360dayyear, 360dayyear.com.
If you Google search 360-day-year calendar, this one pops up. If it isn't at the top, it's real
right
close.
Up near the top.
Yep.
And it's linked to from Wikipedia. So, Fred, the Egyptians figured out something else. 36 decans. Now, what's a decan? The 36 decans of ancient Egypt were groups of stars that they identified in the heavens, and they carved these into the ceilings of tombs and coffin lids, beginning way back at least 2100 BC. There's the tomb of Senenmut, who was a servant of Queen Hatshepsut. In fact, he's her chancellor, back in about 1450 BC. And so from then to the time of Ramses IV in 1150 BC in the Valley of the Kings, even to the late period, they would present these 36 decans, for example, in the main temple to Hathor at Dendera. So this is a big thing, these 36 decans. You know, Fred, the word pharaoh is not from the Egyptian language, but it's the Hebrew word for the king of Egypt's palace. So the whole world speaks of the pharaoh of Egypt because of the Bible and the Jews writing in Hebrew.
Gotcha.
It was also the Greeks who named these stars decans, like our decade for 10 and decimal system, because every 10th morning, just before dawn, the next group of stars in the series would rise every 10 days. So there's 36 decans. Each decan was a group of stars. And every 10 days, the next group would begin to rise at dawn. So, you know, you figure that out. And
do
you
the
come
math,
up with,
and yeah, 360 is popping in there. Yeah, 10 times 36.
36 decans. Now, this is very significant. We already saw that the Mayans were obsessed with 360-day year. Here are the Egyptians. And so in about 1550 BC, there was something called the Ebers Papyrus. We show a portion of it on this website. And it was written during the reign of Pharaoh Amenophis. It represents a 360-day year calendar on the reverse side of the first page of this scroll. It's a real long scroll.
Yeah, you got a picture of it on the website. I mean, you're really showing that the Egyptian culture was really embedded in this whole 360-day year calendar idea.
Yes, absolutely. In fact, in the 1200s BC, Pharaoh Ramses II had engraved an astronomical ceiling depicting a 360-day year. So this goes on and on. Marshall Claggett, a scholar that you hear a lot about when you study this topic, he's a science historian and a leading scholar of the 20th century. And he noticed that the five intercalary days, also they're called epigominal, you know, weird vocabulary, right? But the five epigominal days often added to complete the 360-day calendar were simply, this is what he wrote, that they were simply absent in the ancient Egyptian calendars.
So the 5 days were absent, which means it was a 360-day year calendar.
Yeah, so sometimes they begrudgingly added them, but not as part of any month.
It's amazing how people think that they're, you know, that this 360-day calendar stuff is just a rounding and whatnot. It just doesn't make,
There's a lot more to it.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many more cultures to go through.
So the journal Nature, the world's most prestigious journal, had their first editor. Some people recognize his name, Herbert Lockyer. He was an astronomer. Well, back in 1894, he wrote that the first law of the pharaoh was their pledge that they took on the day of ascension to the throne to never change the calendar.
Never change the calendar. That's really cool. And, you know,
that's an astounding fact of history.
And there is a tie-in with the Bible, right?
Oh, well, there is, right? Because the book of Daniel, right? That the Antichrist would intend to change the times and the laws.
Yeah, that was the warning about the Antichrist.
Right. And we have from another very well-known historian Emmeline Plunkett, who wrote back in the 1800s also. In her book, Ancient Calendars and Constellations, another book I've read on the topic, she wrote that the Egyptian god Amun, you know, Amun-Ra, the sun god, that Amun is implored to bring the calendar into touch with the real seasons of the year. So they have the first law of the pharaoh is his pledge, I will not change the calendar. And then they would pray to their sun god to fix the calendar. Something big in the ancient world was going on with the calendar.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
So you mentioned the Aztecs earlier. So what's up with them? They've got a calendar stone, right?
Yes, that's very well known for many, many years to researchers and the public. It's 12 feet in diameter. And this Aztec calendar stone, when you look at it, it hits you like a tremendous amount of information. What do you make of it? Well, in the Aztec calendar stone, there's a ring B.
Mm-hmm.
And the ring B has 18 quincunixes. Now, try to say that three times fast. 18 of them, which combine the 20-day signs for a 360-day
year. 360-day
year. So there's these 18 groupings. Each one combines their 20-day signs to indicate a 360-day year. Now, I'd like to quote a popular author named Jeff Stray, who wrote a great book on the Mayan and other ancient calendars. I've also enjoyed reading his book. So he writes about these Mesoamerican cultures that they would give a name to every day of the year. Isn't that interesting? Hmm. We have seven names that we use over and over and over. The Aztecs, they'd give a name to every day of the year. So if you're going to do that, you'd expect that maybe they'd give a name to the whole year too, so that every year would have a name. Well, they do that. And this is what Jeff Stray writes. Some groups, including the Aztecs, used a terminal year bearer system in which the year is named after the 360th day.
The 360th day.
Right. Whatever the name of the 360th day was, that's the name for the whole year.
Sounds like a 360-day year calendar to me.
Put that in the history books. Put it in the history books. Now, like you said earlier, Fred, if we give a preview of the end of the show, we're going to talk about why during the global flood, the rotation of the earth sped up. And it's because the inner earth, the magma of the outer core, the rock became molten. And when rock at that depth melts, it's condensed and the earth shrunk by about 180 miles, its diameter. And so as a result of that, it began to speed up.
You know, and with the conservation of angular momentum, you know, you start spinning faster.
Yes.
So the earth is spinning faster.
Shrinks.
As it shrinks, it's going to spin faster on its rotational axis.
Like a figure skater who's pulling in her arms when she's spinning,
yes.
She starts to spin really fast.
Yeah, it's a law of science.
You know, it's time to go around the sun one orbit. It now is spinning a little bit faster, so it's going an extra 5 1/4 days. But that's jumping ahead. So there's an Encyclopedia of Time, interesting publication. It says of the Aztecs, quote, they carried on and further developed calendrical traditions, so calendar traditions, that had their roots some 2,000 years before their own time. So we think of the Aztecs and the Mayans and the conquistadors and all that, but what they were preserving went back thousands of years to B.C., just like NASA pointed out. Like other Mesoamericans, the Aztecs, they had different and complex calendar systems. In other words, they had different calendars.
Yeah. Yep.
And that's, wow. Imagine having different calendars. They're complicated. Yet one of them, and let me quote from the Encyclopedia of Time, one of them, the solar year, consisted of 18 months of 20 days. With a remainder of 5 days.
Wow.
So
you got that remainder of five in there again.
It's like the Egyptians. And so, yeah, Fred, even though their calendar was not based on the lunar cycle, which is almost unheard of in the ancient world, nonetheless, they continued to pay homage to a 360-day year.
Wow.
And out of necessity, they just tack on those other 5 days.
Well, let's move to India now. What's up with India?
Oh, yeah. There is the Encyclopedia of Indo-Aryan Research. And it states this, all Veda texts speak uniformly and exclusively of a year of 360 days. Passages in which this length of year is directly stated are found in all the Brahmans. So, wow, that's pretty cool. And then further, let's add a little bit to that. The Vedas, which were written over a period of maybe 1500 to 500 BC, so a long time ago, they never mention intercalary days. So those extra 5 days,
yep,
they're more true to their ancient roots. They just don't mention those 5 days. Now, the Sanskrit Mahabharata is from the first millennium BC. It indicates a year of 12 months of 30 days, and that forced the addition of a 13th month every 5 years.
Okay.
So they want to stick with, right? They want to stick with their 360, but they know they got to
add
something.
They're doing the fudge factor.
Yes. Now, there's something called the Vedas that contain four ages, such as the Golden Age and the Silver Age, each of which is divisible by 360, including the Silver Age, which is called the Treta Yuga, which is 360 times 3,600 years.
So clearly based on a 360-day year calendar.
That's right. And let me quote again this Emmeline Plunkett in her Ancient Calendars and Constellations. She writes this: "Now, the lunar month in Hindu calendrical usage, divided into 30 equal portions of time called tithis, which are considered as lunar days." And then she quotes a publication titled The Indian Calendar, which goes back to 1892. The Indian calendar says this: "The Hindu lunar months invariably consist of 30 tithis, or lunar days, and the whole month is divided into two equal parts of 15 tithis each, one called Shukla, the bright half, or increase of the moon, the other called Krishna, the dark half, or the decrease of the moon."
And by my calculation, that's 30 days. That's 30-day month. Now, what about the Sumerian and Babylonian ecliptic?
Oh, yeah. Well, we know we have how many degrees in a circle, Fred? You're an engineer.
Yeah, 360.
360. Well, where does that come from? It goes way back to the Egyptians, not the Babylonians, no, before the Sumerians. And Sumeria and Babylonia, and apparently some in India, divided the ecliptic. And that's the great circle in the heavens that the sun appears to pass through during the course of a year.
Yes.
So the fixed stars, relatively fixed, because they're so far away, and you see where the sun first, the sunrise, and you see which stars it's near.
Mm-hmm.
And over a course of a year, it moves through this great ecliptic, the circle of stars in the heavens, until it comes back, it returns again from where it started. And so the ecliptic was divided by the Sumerians into 360 degrees. Why? Wow. It's incorrect to say they wrote a circle on a piece of paper, a papyrus, and they divided that into 360. That's not what they did. They divided the ecliptic, the circle in the heavens that the sun proceeds through, transverses every year. That's what they divided into 360 days.
So why did they do that?
Well, they did it undoubtedly, again, to pay homage to their calendar, which was a 360-day calendar, even though they could tell it didn't work. There were 365 days, but their calendar was 360, so that's why they divided a circle into 360. But it turns out, you know, God says that he gave us the sun and the moon. This goes back to, of course, Genesis.
Yeah, so before the flood.
Before the flood. God gave the sun and the moon for seasons and days and years.
Yeah. Genesis chapter 1.
I mean, we don't have to make up our proof because it's everywhere.
Yeah.
Right? The liberals have to make up their proof for Darwinism in the Big Bang. But here it's everywhere. So Genesis chapter 1, God gives the sun and the moon for seasons and days and years. In other words, for your calendar. So you could figure out what day it is.
Yeah. And you mentioned here that 360 is a really convenient number. Why is that?
Oh, it's called a highly composite number. And numbers like this are very handy. It's very efficient for us understanding things. So the number 360 is divisible by many numbers. I'll read the list of the numbers that divide evenly into 360, but then we'll mention the ones that are especially helpful for calendars and for timekeeping. Okay, so 360 is divisible by the number 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 9, 10. So in the first 10,
yeah,
you got most of them. 12, 15, 18, 20, 24, 30, 36, 40, 45, 60, 72, 90, 120, and 180. That's a lot of numbers.
Wow.
That's why it's called a highly composite number.
Mm-hmm.
That's a mathematical term. And the numbers that are so helpful for calendars and timekeeping are obvious. 2, 3, 4, 12, 15, 24, 30, 45, 60, 90, 120, and 180. So a year of 360 days, it's reasonably divisible evenly by the two equinoxes,
yep,
by the two solstices, by the four seasons, by the 12 months, and so on. Then you have 24 hours, which is also ancient. We could trace it back to 1500 BC.
How many time zones do we have?
24 time zones, each of 15 nominal degrees.
15, that's the number divisible.
Yeah, and you know, we're also comfortable with 12 inches in a foot and 36 inches mm-hmm. in a yard.
That's a good point.
We're comfortable with it because it's the way God made us to understand measurements. So, Fred, we're about out of time, but I think this is worth doing in two episodes because this is just tremendous material.
Oh, it's amazing what you've compiled here, Bob. It's great.
Well,
I mean, it's overwhelming evidence that, hey, they paid homage to a 360-year calendar. That was
yes.
their calendar. They knew there was 365 days, but they clung to this 360
yes.
years. They used it to calculate dates in history. That's really interesting.
So, Fred, we gave the slightest preview about how the rotation of the Earth sped up, but we'll do a bit more of that when we conclude the next episode. And we'll also look at the ancient Greek calendar, the Romans, the Chinese, the Hebrews, and the Bible, all pointing to the 360-day year, and then the calendar gods and the language and alphabet gods of the ancient world and how that all ties in.
And by then, you'll have time to finish reading Chronological Antiquities.
That's right.
Of this 272-year-old book.
Yeah, yeah,
tremendous. I mean, we're quoting stuff that's after this book that maybe they got some of their references
oh, yeah.
from this book.
Oh, yeah. And listeners could go to the web and search for 360-day year, or just go to our website, 360dayyear.com. Read that. It's one single page. It might take you 20 minutes or so, half hour, and then you'll be ready for the next. This is the first time we've assigned homework.
Yeah, that's
for
right.
For a Real Science Radio program. So it'll
yeah,
be great.
Read that page. You don't have to go through all the links, but there's tons of them because
yeah.
it's very well sourced.
Yes.
You have all the evidence right there.
So 360dayyear.com. May God bless you.